The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Recognizing the bold ambition of young businesses, Emerging Enterprise Award 2019.
And no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award. 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. It's Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector, which powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, since 2008, the award's been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. And today, we're happy to welcome back to the Money FM 89.3 studios, Jeff Yeo, co-founder of Big Tiny, winners of the Most Promising Startup Award at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Jeff, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Howie. Always honoured to be on the program again.
What's been going on with you? The last we spoke, I think it was January 2018. Of course, you've won the award.
Mm-hmm.
What else has been happening?
Okay, I guess last year has been a bountiful year for us at Big Tiny. We managed to expand our business much more. And of course, after winning the Enterprise Awards last year, we've gained a lot more network and exposure as well as credibility. So even on our building front, we managed to bring our building time of one house down to under 2 hours.
2 hours to build a house? That's great.
Yes, yep.
Let's talk about why you decided to enter the awards at that point.
I think it was time and place. So one of our clients is actually from OCBC. So he came to know about our business model and he felt that it's something that's really interesting. So he nominated us and we applied for the Emerging Enterprise Awards.
For the uninitiated, maybe tell us what Big Tiny's business model is.
Right. We are the first company in Singapore to integrate the concept of the tiny house movement with ecotourism. So what we do here at Big Tiny, we place beautifully designed tiny houses on rural landscapes with amazing scenery. And we let city dwellers experience nature, but in the comforts of a tiny house.
Mm. Right. How tiny are we talking? I remember asking you this and it was a bit shocking.
Yep.
Possibly the size of someone's bathroom.
Yes, not that small. So happy to share that. It's about 200 over square feet. So it comes with a fully equipped kitchen, basic creature comforts like the aircon and a hot shower.
So at that point, you decided to enter thanks to somebody from OCBC, which is one of the organisers of the award. Did you think you'd win?
No, honestly. The win was very surprising because
Come on. He already told you that your business model was something to be reckoned with.
So yeah, but because I guess we were up against many established brands that I myself looked up to. So the competition, I would say, was very tough and came to a surprise that we managed to win because we are a very young company. At that point in time, I think we were in operation for only a year or thereabouts. So being in the competition itself and having the chance to network with the rest of this established brand's founders was a very good experience. So it was more of a learning experience for me rather than trying to win the award. Yes.
Why do you think you won, though?
I guess it's because of our very unique business. I guess we are the very first ones to dabble in the tiny house movement, which actually started off in the States. So our business model is really scalable as well. And probably because of the fact that we hold true to our passion of wanting city dwellers to experience the outdoors and reconnect with nature. So I guess they saw our passion in that.
Apparently, I was told by a little bird from OCBC that one of the clinches to winning is that your business be scalable.
Mm.
And you guys did that. You started international, in fact, before, say, starting at home.
Mm.
Not much has changed in terms of that, right?
No, not much has changed. So basically, for us, scalability was one of the very important factors when we first started this business. And we decided to use the tiny house as our vehicle for expansion. And the fact that it has wheels allows us the flexibility of moving it around, scaling the business up. So I guess that's something that is very unique to our business model. And we're looking to expand into other countries really soon, but also very mindful of the fact that we do not expand at too fast a rate.
Jeff Yeo is co-founder at Big Tiny. They are the winners of Most Promising Startup Award at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Jeff, let's take you to the day you won the award. You're sitting there claiming that you didn't think you would win. So when Big Tiny's name was announced, how did you feel?
truly shocked because we were taking the awards dinner. I mean, firstly, the shock was we managed to be one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award. We took it more as a chance for us to bond with our staff and our fellow colleagues over a very nice dinner where people can dress up very fancily and enjoy ourselves. So when Dinosaur first announced that we won the Most Promising Startup Award, we were very, very pleasantly surprised and honoured.
What have you gotten out of the experience from the time you were nominated to winning and what's happened after?
I must say the Emerging Enterprise Award is a very well-organized one. So there were various networking opportunities. I would say the value is that of being able to connect with like-minded founders and able to learn from them the whole process.
But the like-mindedness is difficult. Your business model is very, very unique. What you're doing is very, very different from, I think, perhaps a lot of other SMEs. Mm. Might you be the first mover advantage? You might have the first mover advantage.
Yes.
But what sort of camaraderie did you get from talking to other founders of startups?
I would say it's the tenacity and the determination to get the business running, because I'm sure a lot of you guys know that running a business is definitely not easy. Various setbacks encountered along the way, but it's the willpower and determination and the passion that carries people through. And of course, people who are being nominated for the Enterprise Award are people who have sort of made it. I would say even though our businesses are varying in terms of what we are undertaking, but there's something that holds true to all of us, I would say.
Jeff, let's talk about prizes. Don't be polite. How have they helped you and the resources given to you as a result of winning the award?
Okay, I would say we were very well supported by Wavemaker. So we won a digital consulting package from them. And of course, they helped us a lot in terms of our digital strategies and expansion of our creating awareness and reach of our business.
Was there a palpable increase in interest when you were nominated, before you won even?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, I would say that, because the Emerging Enterprise Award is a very prestigious one and it comes with it a lot of credibility. So, of course, after having been nominated and being even in the finals, that actually gained us a lot of awareness amongst our prospects as well.
So what advice would you give, say, this year's nominees? Mm-hmm. How to keep the nerves in check? How they should feel on the night itself?
Right. As mentioned earlier, the judging process is rigorous, but I would say it is necessary to sieve out the passion of the entrepreneurs and the business model's sustainability. So relax, because the hardest part is over, setting up the business. So it's about enjoying the journey itself and showing your passion through to the panel of judges, which is not unlike Shark Tank, just that there's much more people on the panel of judges.
So after all of this, the hoo-ha has died down a wee bit. It's business as usual. How is Big Tiny doing?
I wouldn't still say that it's business as usual. So we are still getting a lot of interview requests, like from yourself as well. Always pleasure to be on radio again. We have had a lot of interest even from international media, like the South China Morning Post, which will be carried on later today. And a lot of awareness and credibility generated, where people on the streets now know more about Big Tiny, about the tiny house movement as well.
And the business itself, along with your co-founders, how are you guys doing?
Very good. So again, my co-founders are in Australia at this point in time. So we are
left
looking at...
Left you to field all of the interviews,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. As always. So they're enjoying themselves in Australia, because we are moving on to our second phase of expansion, which is setting up of our very own eco-friendly resorts, using our tiny house as, again, the vehicle for the experiential accommodation space.
Will those tiny houses be movable still?
Some of them will be movable, because I think it gives the house a unique character. And some of them will be planted on the ground, but it still moves through that they're able to be dismantled and moved if necessary.
Any updates on whether or not we'll be able to utilise your Big Tiny here in Singapore?
Here in Singapore, a little bit hard. But I would say, should you guys wish to experience nature, yet remain in the comforts of a nice hotel room per se, feel free to visit us, Australia.
And last thing, advice to other SME owners how to keep it all together, I suppose, not be too deterred by what's happening in terms of volatility and disruption, etc., to keep your eye on the prize, so to speak.
The economy and the factors affecting business is ever-changing. So it's about staying true to your original vision, having the passion to see it through. There are bound to be ups and downs in businesses, so it's about how you recover and bounce back. In fact, if you make mistakes early on in the journey, it makes you stronger. So you
fail quick, they talk about, yeah?
Yes. And of course, iterating your business model in accordance to the changing trends and stuff.
Would you say, though, your ultimate goal at Big Tiny hasn't really changed, or has it evolved? It was to give city dwellers an escape from digitally driven, hectic lives, to amplify the tiny house movement. So you're still keeping your eye on the prize.
Yes, we are. And we are just experimenting with different kinds of experiential accommodation, but still staying true to getting city dwellers to experience nature.
And it's a congratulations once again to the Most Promising Startup Award winner at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Nominations for this year's awards open now. You can check it out. EEAward.com is the website. EEAward.com. Jeff Yeo joining us today, co-founder of Big Tiny, winner of last year's award. Jeff, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Howie.
This interview is brought to you by Emerging Enterprise Award 2019, presented by OCBC Bank and The Business Times. Visit our website at eeaward.com and send in your application now.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.